views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Ulrika Sullivan. And if this is the first time you're listening in on this podcast, I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. And what that means is that I teach you to see your life in a new light. I'm passionate about helping you find your inner calm and well-being by using your intuition, working with your own energy to release old stuck energy and align to who you are today. So thank you for joining me today. I have a question for you. This time in the beginning of the year, do you already feel stretched too thin? I know by myself, I have so many projects that I want to start up at this time of year. And what drops down to the bottom of the list? Can you guess it? My own self-care. Is it the same for you? All the things that we want to accomplish this year, we're at the forefront of our minds. And it's so easy to push our own self-care down, further down on the list, maybe later. This week, we're talking about the one thing you need to accelerate your self-care and well-being. And it's not what you think. It's not another thing to do, which we're always so focused on. What we're going to do next, it's actually a thing to become. Wow. A thing to become. That sounds really exciting, doesn't it? Let's dive into today's topic some more. Are you one of those women who take on more and more and you get busier and busier and the days and weeks just feel like a blur with no relief in sight? This episode is for you. How would you feel if you had more time for you? Time to reconnect with your true self, your feelings, your passions, your inner knowing, and what's right for you. How would you feel if you felt 100% authentic to you in your life? And that feeling that goes, what goes on the inside that you feel deep down, and what goes on the outside that others see is speaking the same language and is in balance with each other. How would you feel if you had both physical and mental, emotional strength and a sense of infinite well-being available to you every day? That's what this show is about today. How can you access that place within you where you don't feel stressed, overwhelmed, stretched, or spread too thin? How can you accelerate your self-care and well-being instead of pushing it down on your priority list? And for those of you who've been listening to previous episodes, know that self-care in this show is not just a bubble bath or go do your nails. Anything that you do for yourself and that you feel good about yourself, it's of course wonderful, but it's really self-care from the inside and out. It is that taking care of your mental and emotional and spiritual health as well as your physical health. So let's explore this a little bit deeper. As I've observed through coaching others, taking care of your well-being and self-care proactively doesn't really come natural to us as humans. We're wired to endure, to keep going and push forward. So why do we just put the blinders on and endure? What is so counteractive to do so, to put those blinders on and endure, it's so counteractive to what we really need, right? Isn't it funny that we have come so far in modern society, but we get further and further away from taking care of our own needs? And daily we down-prioritize ourselves and what we need to feel whole. And instead we move on to the next thing and chase whatever it is that we're chasing, right? So today I'd like you to just ask yourself the question, what do you need? And let's just take a pause here and think about what you need as a being to feel whole. And that might take a minute or so to kind of sink in and let that answer come through you. Because one thing is for sure, that it's not another material thing that you need. It is something else. Here's the problem. When you're spread too thin, you don't have that feeling of wholeness, abundance, or well-being about you, right? And I remember that a period not too long ago, I was spread out like the thinnest layer there ever was. And I remember friends and family saying to me that who knew me really well, and they told me, "Erica, you're no fun anymore. You're not here. You're always somewhere else." And that's exactly what happened. I just existed. I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel sad. Days just went by one by one. And I had lost my sense of fun. And my mind was working on overdrive all the time. And honestly, I wasn't any fun to be around because I was just thinking about the next thing and the next thing that had to be done and what I was going to do next. I wasn't standing in my true self, in my true self power and energy. I wasn't in my creative power. I wasn't taking care of myself. And self-care, the way I'm practicing it now, wasn't even on the radar. You see, when we're stressed and we're not tapping into our true self, our source of creativity, passion, and joy. So you may wonder, what is it that is different now? And I have to admit that I have the same days, I have the same family, same lovely family that needs the same things before school and after school, and I have the same amount of laundry and so on. So let me give you a little example from my day on what's different now. So this morning, after waking up, I looked out my bedroom window as I looked outside on the trees that I had in the backyard, lovely trees, and the wind was blowing, and I looked up and saw this beautiful sunrise against the morning sky. And in that moment, I felt gratitude and joy just came flowing over me. If this would have been a few years ago, I wouldn't even have looked out the bedroom window. I would just have grabbed my post-it note and started my day. So what is different now? It's how I experience my day is completely different. The one thing that is different now is my level of self-awareness. So if you answered the yes to the question that I asked in the beginning here, do you feel stretched too thin? If you answered yes to that question today, you can step into some new light and begin to gain more self-awareness about what you need to live your life to the fullest. You can see your life in a new light and experience your day completely different too. Are you ready to step into some new light on all of this? And here is the burning question. What is self-awareness? And how can you gain self-awareness? And why is it so important when it comes to your self-care and your feeling of balance and joy in life? The path of self-awareness is like an adventure. Imagine you're taking off on this hike on a trail. So I'm giving you a little example here and see if you can follow along with me here. So imagine here that you're taking off on this hike on a trail and you looked up the map and you had all the directions and off you go to the best of your ability. And then after a while, you're starting to get tired and maybe you're starting to feel your feet as well, but you ignore it and say, it's not that bad. Just keep going until you get some huge blisters on your feet. This is maybe where you are now. And if you're feeling that you're spread too thin, you have some huge blisters on your heels, right? So what do you do? That's the question. What do you do in this situation? So hear me out here. So without self-awareness, some people would just keep going with the blisters and all, and just the blisters getting bigger, increasing the pain, the farther down the trail you get. This is how you spread yourself too thin. You just keep going, ignoring the signs, and the blisters are getting just bigger and bigger. I'm sure you can relate to this. But with self-awareness, some people would just stop, sit down, and take the shoes off, and take the socks off, and check out the blisters. Or maybe even turn around and go back and take care of the blisters so that they can heal. And put on a different pair of shoes, and then skip and hop down the trail much happier, right? So this is what self-awareness looks like when you stay tuned in with yourself and acknowledge that you are spread too thin. You have too much on your plate or feel overwhelmed and actually have the awareness to take action on it. That's self-awareness. That last part of taking action is actually self-love, because without action, nothing is going to be different. But so many are disconnected from being tuned in with what their true self needs and what you truly need on a daily basis. And therefore, there's no chance to acknowledge even that issue and take action. Do something differently. With one of these two, would you envision yourself to be? What would you do? Would you continue to ignore the pain and, you know, walk along in the same pair of shoes? Or would you stop and change the shoes and take care of the source of the pain and allow it to heal? All right, so let's step away from this hiking down the trail example and talk about what you want to gain awareness about. Because that's also important. What is it really that we want to be aware about ourselves? And I could probably talk about this a whole episode in itself, but I want to touch upon some of the key areas that you may want to reflect upon for yourself as you go on this path and journey to become self-aware. So one of the things that is really important is to just, when you stop and have this opportunity to reflect, think about what your story is. How did you get to where you are now? And what are some of the key milestones in your life so far? And that might be a good little exercise to do, just a couple of minutes to sit down. What is my story? How did I get here? Where I'm at right now? Another thing to consider is what are your talents and your strengths? You may have a vision of what others have told you you're good at, but from your perspective, what are your true talents? What comes easy to you? What do you feel is coming easy to you? That is a clue to what your talent may be. And your talents are given to you for a reason. Your talents are given to you for you to use to really fulfill your life purpose. You may also want to check in with your values in life now, because often we gain our values from our parents, from our family, close family. But do you actually align with those values today and the person you are today, right now? So that might be a good little writing journaling exercise to do. What are my values today in my current life? And how have they evolved over time? Just notice that difference, because there will be a difference between what you value, what's important to you today, versus what you maybe was important, what you valued as part of your family growing up. Another example is really to turn inwards and observe what you're telling yourself in certain situations. And this is a huge part of becoming self-aware, because it has to do with emotions and values together. What you're telling yourself on the inside every day, that inner dialogue, is hugely important to get to know very, very well. It's a huge part of self-awareness, because that inner dialogue is going to determine your ability to make better choices for yourself today. And I've been thinking about this a lot, because gaining self-awareness is like growing that ability to acknowledge your own needs, to actually sit down and take care of those emotional blisters of your inner world, and take action to allow a brand new patch of skin to grow back. And that's why changing anything in your life, it all starts with this one thing called self-awareness, so that you can get out of the feeling of being spread too thin. Now, why is self-awareness so important when it comes to your self-care in particular and your feeling of balance and joy in your life? Have you ever thought of how some people can get so much done in a day and you felt you didn't get anything done? When you become self-aware, here's the thing, the feelings of being spread too thin may be feelings that you never have to deal with again in the same way you do today. Why? Because when you know what you need, you won't ignore that blister that's getting bigger. You already know in advance where this could take you, so you would take action at that very early stage. And right away, actually, because you know what it takes in terms of self-care to get you back on the trail in no time. So how can you gain self-awareness? That's a question I receive all the time. What is it that you need to do to start becoming self-aware? And I'll tell you a little secret here. What do you think it is? What do you think it is that you need to do to gain self-awareness? You have to want it. You have to really, really, really want it. And why do you think that is? In my experience with coaching clients, the ones that really want it, that really want and are open to that change, they can see how their life would be different if they made the change. And they're willing to get uncomfortable. They're the ones who really want it. Because the blister has to emerge to be healed, right? And that can get uncomfortable. And the ones who doesn't really want to sit down and take off that sock, they don't want to take a look at the blister and be uncomfortable, knowing that it takes healing to slow down and all those things, and choosing a different approach than what was planned. Those people are right back in the feeling of feeling being spread too thin right away. So, are you going to stop spreading yourself too thin today and create more space to accelerate your own self-care, which ultimately is to accelerate your own self-love and self-worth? Do you want to do that? Do you want to expand your self-care? Like, it's like showing yourself that you matter. Or are you going to push yourself just another day forward on the trail with the blisters and all? Have you found that there is this unwillingness to be uncomfortable, yet unwillingness to be happy too? And this is kind of something like we as humans are constantly struggling with. It's that fear of being too happy, feeling too good. So let's just go on with what we know, right? And that is something we have to make a decision about. Do I really want to be happy and feel that good, that unbelievably good that you actually can achieve and you can step into? I'm sure you have run into fear many times. I have certainly run into fear many, many times, and as recent as this morning, in fact. But have you run into self-awareness? That would be great to run into some self-awareness instead of fear, wouldn't it? So if you're curious and this speaks to you, what we're talking about here in this show, let's get you started on the path of self-awareness in a different way, shall we? So let me share one a question that I always ask my coaching clients first of all, and that is, if you had no limits or limitations at all, what would you stop doing today that you know is draining your energy? This shouldn't take that long to answer. And you know what this is. You know what it is that's draining your energy. And you know also what it is that you want to stop, because you know what's totally draining you today, or maybe even last week, or in your life right now, that makes you feel exhausted or uninspired. You already know that deep down, do you? But what comes next always takes longer time to answer for some reason. And that question is, why haven't you stopped doing it yet? And heads up here, whatever reason you're putting down here, take note. The answer will be one of self-awareness or one of not so much self-awareness. And what do you think the difference is? Let's start with the most common way that people are answering this question. And the most common reason to the question, why haven't you stopped doing it yet, is one of blame on external circumstances or even another person. I cannot do what I want to do because my family situation or my work, or the classic answer, blaming on is actually blaming it all on time. I don't have time. And you may say, I really don't have time. My day is already full. And you may feel really justified in this blame on time. But what's missing here is why you don't have the time to stop something that you know is draining your energy. So really do this again. Answer the question, if you had no limits or limitations at all, what would you stop doing today that you know is draining your energy? And then move on to that question. Why haven't you stopped doing it yet? Then write down the reason for it. Write down the true soul reason for why you're not stopping something that you know is draining your energy. And you're going to get a little homework here with these two questions. And let me know your answers in our Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. I can't wait to hear what you're saying in there. If you want help to navigate this answer for yourself, to become one of self-awareness, find me on newlightliving.com and let's chat how I can help you gain self-awareness in your life situation. Next, what's beyond the step of gaining more self-awareness? Because self-awareness is just really the platform for any change that you want to make. And if you want to accelerate your self-care and well-being, what do you want to do that even further? Well, to amplify this process and in my experience, to become self-aware and your thought patterns and behaviors, that may not always support you to live the life the way you want, because you may want to go deeper. You may want to really sit with yourself with no judgment surrounding you. And I always recommend to start a regular meditation practice. This is really the platform to become self-aware. It's also very important to take a look at your entire reality of your life situation today, just the way it is today, both the good and the bad. And then in opposition to that, because sometimes our reality is, if you're listening to this and you feel compelled and drawn to this message around stopping to spread yourself too thin, there's always a gap between your reality today and the dream that you have, your ideal dream day, the way you just want to live when you are in your full power. And you really want to imagine and dream that what you ultimately want instead. So these two things are really important to do. Look at your honest, true reality today, and then dream up that ideal dream day. And then it sounds simple, but it's not. It comes down to taking action, because that's where the self-awareness come in. Taking action and create those steps to fill that gap between your reality and your dream. Because it's so easy to stay in the mind with all of this. So I want to add another layer to this too, because your body wants to be part of this change as well, right? So I usually recommend some form of yoga, whether it's vinyasa flow or yin yoga or even desk yoga at work has made a huge difference for some. And the whole idea here is that you want to bring your body with you on this journey, and you want to embody your change so it doesn't just stay in your mind. And then the most important part is to create your own self-care practice with your unique combo of practices that you do regularly. For example, a morning routine that you love. What self-care really does is showing yourself that you matter. Every morning you take action and you're showing yourself that you matter. You're taking action on your self-care routine and whatever you are putting in place for yourself that you love. You can't wait to do the next day. And what you do here, you learn to trust what's right for you so that you don't have to end up spreading yourself too thin again. Self-care is really a practice of self-love through self-awareness, isn't it? So do you feel called to dive deeper into this? You should look into my integrated coaching online program, Self-Care Accelerator, which is now open for enrollment for a very limited time. So head over to newlightliving.com or click the link in the show notes for more information. You can also jump over to our Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, as I will be sharing more information about this program in there. I'm so excited. I'm so looking forward to see you inside the program. And if this episode spoke to you, you know you're ready for a change. The one thing you need to accelerate your entire self-care and well-being starts with self-awareness. I can't tell you how important this is. But you have to want it. You have to really, really want it, because you have to be willing to observe yourself, your inner thoughts, your behaviors, your patterns. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable, because it will require you from approach your patterns, not only what you do, but also how you think and what you're telling yourself. The one thing you need is to become self-aware. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I can't wait to hear what your ideal dream day looks like. See your life in a new light. Trust the process. Do the work.